Masechet Berachot, Perek Tet, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to start off by talking about all situations where someone experiences something from the natural world of Hashem that's so powerful that you have to say a beracha at that moment. Mishnah says, Al Hazikin, if somebody sees a shooting star or a meteor or a comet, Al Hazivaot, or experiences an earthquake, Al Berakim, or sees lightning, Al Hareamim, or hears thunder, Al Ruhot, or sees very powerful winds, which is like a hurricane. Omer Baruch Shekoho Ugvurato Male Olam. He says, "Blessed you Hashem, whose strength and might fill the world." Since a person could see and experiences all of these things from a very far place, it doesn't only happen right at the moment. A person could see lightning from very far, for example. He says, "Whose strength and might fill the entire world." The Mishnah continues and says, Ale harim, on seeing mountains, v'al ha-geva'ot, or hills, v'al ha-yamim, or seeing seas, v'al ha-neharot, or rivers, v'al ha-midbarot, or deserts, omed baruch oseh ma'aseh b'reshit, a person says the beracha of, who makes the work of creation. You're looking at something that was created from Hashem during the creation of the world. Obviously not talking about a river or a lake that's man-made, I'm talking about something here that's made from Hashem that was here for a very long time. A person says the beracha, he's inspired, he's in awe of the creations of Hashem, so therefore he has to recognize those creations. Halacha le'maaseh, the Bar Tenura tells us that if a person wants to say, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit, who makes the work of creation, also on the thunder, the lightning, and all of that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, that beracha also works if he wanted to do that. The Yalkut Yosef brings down, bottom line halacha, that when it comes to lightning, a person says, Baruch Oseh Ma'aseh Bereshit. When it comes to thunder, a person says, Shekoho Gvurato Male Olam. That's how the halacha all falls out through the works of the Rishonim. The Ben Ish Hai though comments and says, all of these berachot don't happen with Shem Malchut. He says, nowadays we have so many sefekot, we have so many doubts. Did I say the beracha immediately after seeing the thunder, this and that? So Ben Ish Hai says, we don't say these berachot with the name of Hashem. Baracham Avadiah says, it's tough for him to say that you don't say the name of God with these berachot. These are berachot brought down in the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch is posek to say these berachot with Shem Malchut, the name of God. So, of course, Acham Avadiah says we're going to say them with Shem Malchut as well. Acham Avadiah also comments that if a person does see thunder and lightning happening simultaneously, a person says just that one beracha of Shekoho Gvurato Male Olam in order to fulfill both of them at the same time. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haro'e Tayam Hagadol Omer Baruch She'asa Tayam Hagadol. If a person sees the great sea, he says the beracha of who made the great sea. Rabbi Yehuda says, just like we had earlier in the Masechet about bread and wine, those were hashuv, they were unique, and they were unique foods. We have to give them their own beracha because they're special. Same thing when it comes to the Yam HaGadol, the Great Sea. We also have to give it its own beracha. Bottom line though, we don't say this beracha nowadays because we don't really know what the Great Sea is. We don't know specifically what type, what ocean this Mishnah is talking about, so we do not say this beracha. Mishnah continues and says, Bizman Shiroe Oto Lefrakim. All of these situations we were talking about, not the beginning of thunder, lightning, and all that, but the rivers and mountains and deserts, and same thing here with the Yam HaGadol, it's only talking about if a person sees them, Liprakim, intervals, which is every 30 days. It's only if he goes a certain amount of time without seeing it, which is 30 days, can he say any of these berachot. Mishnah continues and says, Al HaGeshamim, Ve'al ha-besurot tovot, omer baruch ha-tov ve-ha-metiv. If a person experiences in the middle of a drought, rains, or he hears good news, he says, baruch ha-tov ve-ha-metiv. This type of rain is only talking about, says the commentators, if he's owning a piece of land in partnership with somebody else. The beracha of ha-tov ve-ha-metiv literally means God who is good and does good. And we interpret that to be who does good to the one saying the beracha and does good also to others. Tov vehametiv. So only if it's done to two people does this beracha take place. And that's why same thing with the birth of a baby boy. We say with the birth of a baby boy, it's good for the father and the mother. And therefore, the beracha of hatov vehametiv takes place, or the inheritance that two people receive. Hatova hametiv happens right at that spot. Val shemuot ra'ot omer, baruch dayan ha'emet. If a person hears very bad news, he says, baruch dayan ha'emet, blesses the true judge. We're recognizing by saying this beracha that we have belief that Hashem's judgment is fair and that we're going to accept the judgment of Hashem, whatever happens, with a certain understanding that Hashem is doing everything to us through love. And we say this after experiencing the death of a loved one or a major financial loss. We know everything is mitoit barach, and even though right now we can't fully understand how it happened, we have to know that it all happens with a certain judgment of Hashem that is fair and true.